the mouth of the river Bedisa. It was a port, and there also there was a large yeshiva. The Gaon of Bavel was usually chosen from the head of one of those two academies. And sometimes they were of such equal weight that both of them felt that they were entitled to be the Gaon, the situation that I explained to you before. Now, Onon, when he could not become the exilarch, turned to becoming the head of the yeshiva. Now, on the head of the yeshiva, you couldn't pay off, because that was a different type of situation. And he didn't, even though he was a scholar of note, he was not equal in scholarship to the other candidates. And therefore, he was rejected there as well. There, he made the mistake of trying to correct what he had neglected with being in the choice of the exilarch. In other words, he tried to corrupt the students, the electors, to elect him to the post of the head of the yeshiva, which naturally turned them off. They were felt cheapened, insulted that someone would attempt to do that, so he not only lost, but he was completely rejected. And that made him a very, very bitter person. And as many times happens, if I cannot pitch, then I take the ball and go home. So he went out and he made his own religion, where he would be both the exilarch and the Gaon. He built his own synagogue. He made his own viewpoint of Judaism. And he called it Karaism, Karoim, coming from the Hebrew word mikra, korah, because he said that we are only bound by the literal translation of the Bible. And then later he included the book of Yahushua as well. But anything past that, that's invented by the rabbis. The rest of the Bible was invented by the rabbis. The Talmud was invented. And anything that had anything to do with the rabbis, that was out. So in effect, and he called his enemies rabbinic Judaism. So that the war was between rabbinic Judaism, the Rabbonim as they were called, and the Karoim, the literal ones. Now if you, will not take long for you to deduce that one cannot deal with any book literally, let alone Lahavdil with the Chumash literally. There has to be some explanation. The Chumash says, and you shall put them upon, bind them upon your arms, and they shall be upon your head. What are they? How do they look? So the rabbi said, oh yeah, that's tefillin. Those are the black boxes with the black straps. What did Onon say they were? He had to say it was something. So Onon adopted many of the things of rabbinic Judaism, and he changed many of the things of rabbinic Judaism. In effect, he wrote his own Talmud. He was forced to, in order to, so he invented his own oral law. In many respects, the Karoim were more strict than the rabbinic laws of Judaism. For instance, in the Torah it says that Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, let no man go out from his place on the Sabbath. So the interpretation of that, according to the rabbis, is that there is a maximum amount of distance that a person can walk in an open area on Shabbos. But his interpretation is you couldn't go out of your house. And those that were really frum didn't get up off the chair on Shabbos. In the Torah it says, Lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvaseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. On Shabbos you shall not burn fire anywhere in your habitations, in your dwelling places. You shall not burn fire. So the rabbis interpreted that, according to the rabbinic Judaism, that you cannot turn on a fire. But if you had the fire going from before the Sabbath, so then not only it's necessary in order to have an enjoyable Sabbath, that the house be warm, it be light, that you have hot food. The Karoim said you can't have a fire, period. That's the literal translation. So they were sitting in a dark, cold house, not being able to get off.